Why is there a new episode on Wednesday? I'm glad you're wondering. So if you don't know, I posted on our Instagram account. On April 27th, I posted a poll to see how many people would be interested in me putting content regarding mindset. And 92% of the people said yes. So the people have spoken. So for the month of May, I'm going to do something new. I'm going to incorporate something called Mindset Wednesday. So it's going to be similar to Quick Tip Fridays. It's going to be very short, probably about 5 to 10 minutes, and talking about different topics to improve our mindset to help you along your journey, whether you're in pharmacy school, trying to get into pharmacy school, if you're a pharmacist kind of struggling to balance work life, different things like that. So different strategies that I'm learning and different things that I'm implementing that's helping me, and I figured I should share it with you all. So what better way to do that than on the podcast, right? Than on the platform. So that's basically what I'm doing today. And I'm just excited to have you all listen. And I'm excited for everybody that voted. So that means that a lot of you have noticed that there could be an improvement. We are always in a development process. I think the most powerful mindset to have is a growth mindset. And as you continue to grow, the better you'll get in every aspect of life. And so today I wanted to talk to you about something called a time box schedule. So that's going to be today's Mindset Wednesday, or the first Mindset Wednesday episode will be about a time box schedule. The reason being is because I was talking to Amy Lamb. She's a pharmacist and she's somebody that I interviewed. So you'll hear that episode hopefully soon, probably within the next couple of weeks. And she not only works as a pharmacist, but she's also a creator on the side. So she creates different content to help with healthcare literacy for children and be very interactive as a parent. You can be interactive with your kids. It's very archaic, I would say. Old school, I'm talking like old school Pokemon, old school video game type feel. Definitely check out her content. It's Pilly X Friends. I definitely enjoyed speaking with her and had an amazing time talking to her on the podcast. So I'm sure you guys are going to listen and enjoy that episode. I'm kind of talking about how to be, how to go from med safety into industry, because that was her path. She started off as a med safety pharmacist at a hospital, then she switched into industry, and that's what she's doing now, and then also being a creator on the side. And so one of the things that she mentioned to me that she does a lot that helps her be able to stay consistent and helps her to be able to get a lot of work done is the fact that she has something called a time box schedule. So what a time box schedule is, you give yourself an allocated amount of time to get a job done. And the whole day is most likely planned out. So for example, something that I did today was create a time box schedule. So let's say for today, I would wake up at 6 a.m. I would have, praying, get my water, my pre-workout, something like that, brush my teeth, different things like that, get ready for the gym. That might be 30 minutes. So from 6 to 6:30, I'm going to focus on that. From 6:30 to 7, I might read a book. I might do something else. At 7 o'clock, I'm going to leave to go to the gym, and I'm going to be there until 8:30. At 8:30, I'm going to leave the gym, and then I'm going to come home, protein shake, shower, eat breakfast. 9 o'clock, I'm going to sit down and record and give myself an hour and a half or 2 hours to maybe record an episode or to edit an episode. But whatever it is, she says that she recommends just having two activities, not doing more than two activities for your side business or for whatever it is that you really, really want to focus on. Because when you start spreading yourself thin, doing so many different things, it's hard for you to really pour into one thing, right? So that's an example of a time box schedule using myself. So let's say 9 to 10:30, I might record. And then from 10:30 to 11, maybe I do something else. I take a break, go for a mental health walk, or maybe I create some short form content. And then 11 to 12, maybe I'm doing something else. Maybe I'm saying, hey, from 11 to 12, I'm going to respond to all the emails that I have, which is a lot. So I'll get to you eventually. 11 to 12 could be responding to emails, could be responding to DMs, people who have texted me throughout the week and different things like that. But I'm allocating my time on the things that I want to focus on. So for myself, the things that I would like to prioritize is definitely one, fitness. So that's why I'm going to make sure that I go to the gym. I schedule time, hour and a half, 90 minutes, focused on that. Nothing else is going to interrupt that. I want to spend at least 90 minutes to 2 hours a day working on the podcast. So that could be different things. That could be responding to emails, building relationships. That could be texting clients. That could be working on an episode like I am right now. That could be editing an episode. different things like that. It could be creating ideas for short form content, because that's going to help bring exposure and more eyeballs to our different pages. So I could say, hey, I'm going to spend an hour and a half on this, on just creating content for the podcast, and I'm going to spend 30 minutes on short form content. Maybe create a reel, maybe edit an idea that I already had, but I haven't spent the time to actually edit it. So different things like that to be able to get the work done that you're focused on, right? And then I'll go to work, spend my 8 hours at work, come home, and then I'll dedicate an hour to finances, because I'm on my path to financial freedom, right? So that's something that I wanted to share with you all, is called a time box schedule. And if you do not schedule it, that means you do not prioritize it. So if you want to spend more time with family, if you want to travel, if you want to spend more time with friends, if you want to spend more time studying, if you want to spend more time preparing for your future, you need to schedule it every single day. So before you go to bed, you also need to have in your schedule a plan for what time you're going to prepare the plan for the next day. So meaning for me, I probably go to bed around midnight. So between 11 to 12, sometime between then, I schedule out time to make sure that I'm going to prepare a plan for the next day on the things that I need to focus on. So that's kind of an example of a time box schedule. Definitely recommend not doing more than one to two things on whatever it is. Maybe it's a side business. Maybe it's school related. Maybe it's a student organization. You have projects coming up, but spend some time each day. Maybe give yourself an hour on this project and an hour on the other project, but schedule it. Don't just freelance it. There's no freedom in that. The true freedom is in the discipline that you have. The discipline will lead to freedom, because once you're disciplined and you're organized, then you realize how much more free time you have to do things. One of the things I had to remove was scrolling on social media. I spent a lot of time doing that. So if I remove that from my daily routine and I only follow my time box schedule, I realize I have so much more time to get other work done, or to spend time with family, to spend time with friends, have free time to do whatever I want, because I already scheduled the things that are most important to me. So your homework assignment for today, for Mindset Wednesday, or if you can't do it today, I recommend you do it by the end of the week. Okay, so that way you can go into the weekend with a clear plan. So by the end of the week, what I want you to do is to identify three things that you want to focus on. Scratch that. I want you to identify five things you want to focus on. So I'll use myself as an example. For five things that I would focus on would be family and friends, fitness, finances, the business, and self-care. Those are the five things that I want to focus on. Now, out of those five, let's try to narrow it down to two or three. So for right now, the season that I'm in, I'm focused on self-care, I'm focused on fitness, and I'm focused on the business. So those are kind of my three priorities right there. And then whenever I make sure I complete those three priorities, then I'm like, all right, now I have free time to focus on the other two. Now I have free time to spend time with family and friends. So if I get my work done in the morning, then in the evening, maybe we can all hang out for dinner. Maybe in the evening, we can all go watch a movie together. Maybe in the evening, we can all just go for a walk in the park, or just go for ice cream, or just go out to eat. You know, simple things like that. Just grab a little snack. So that's the purpose of a time box schedule, is that it's action to create the discipline to help you create more free time to do the things that you actually want to do. So focus on the things that you have to do so you can spend time doing the things you want to do. All right. So this is the first episode of Mindset Wednesdays. If you enjoy this content, you already know what to do. Please like, subscribe. Go ahead. And if you're on Spotify, Apple, Google Play, whatever it is that you listen to, you can set this up on automatic downloads. That helps the podcast grow. That helps with the listens. So I recommend you do that. And please share it with a friend, because you never know who could be struggling with creating a schedule to help them be successful. All right. Thank you guys for listening.